Chapter 8.
Tilt his head forward, Lindy instructed. That's it. If you bounce him up and down a little, it'll make it look like he's laughing.
Chris obediently bounced Mr. Wood on her lap, making him laugh.
Don't move his mouth so much, Lindy told her.
I think you're both crazy, Lindy's friend Alice said.
So what else is new? Cody joked. All four of them were sitting in a small patch of shade under the bent old maple tree in the Powells' backyard. It was a hot Saturday afternoon, the sun high in a pale blue sky, streaks of yellow light filtering down through the shifting leaves above their heads. Barky sniffed busily around the yard, his little tail wagging nonstop. Chris sat on a folding chair which leaned back against the gnarled tree trunk. She had Mr. Wood on her lap. Lindy and Alice stood at the edge of the shade, their hands crossed over their chests, watching Chris's performance with frowns of concentration on their faces. Alice was a tall, skinny girl with straight black hair down to her shoulders, a snub nose, and a pretty heart-shaped mouth. She was wearing white shorts and a bright blue midriff top. Cody was sprawled on his back in the grass, his hands behind his head, a long blade of grass between his teeth. Chris was trying to show off her ventriloquist skills, but Lindy kept interrupting with helpful suggestions. When she wasn't making suggestions, Lindy was nervously glancing at her watch. She didn't want to be late for her job at Amy's birthday party at 2 o'clock.
I think you're way weird, Alice told Lindy.
Hey, no way, Lindy replied. Slappy is a lot of fun, and I'm going to make a lot of money with him. And maybe I'll be a comedy star or something when I'm older. She glanced at her watch again.
Well, everyone at school thinks that both of you are weird, Alice said, swatting a fly off her bare arm.
Who cares? Lindy replied sharply. They're all weird, too.
And so are you,
Chris made Mr. Wood say.
I could see your lips move, Lindy told Chris.
Chris rolled her eyes.
Give me a break. You've been giving me a hard time all morning.
Just trying to help, Lindy said. You don't have to be so defensive, do you?
Chris uttered an angry growl.
Was that your stomach?
She made Mr. Wood say.
Cody laughed. At least one person thinks you're funny, Lindy said dryly. But if you want to do parties, you really should get some better jokes.
Chris let the dummy slump to her lap.
I can't find any good joke books, she said dejectedly. Where do you find your jokes?
A superior sneer formed on Lindy's face. She tossed her long hair behind her shoulder.
I make up my own jokes, she replied snootily.
You are a joke, Cody said.
Ha ha! Remind me to laugh later, Lindy said sarcastically.
I can't believe you don't have your dummy out here, Alice told Lindy. I mean, don't you want to rehearse for the party?
No need, Lindy replied. I've got my act down. I don't want to over-rehearse.
Chris groaned loudly.
Some of the other parents are staying at the birthday party to watch Slappy and me, Lindy continued, ignoring Chris's sarcasm. If the kids like me, their parents might hire me for their parties.
Maybe you and Chris should do an act together, Alice suggested.
That could be really awesome.
Yeah, what an act. Then there'd be four dummies, Cody joked. Alice was the only one to laugh. Lindy made a face at Cody.
That might actually be fun, she said thoughtfully.
And then she added,
when Chris is ready.
Chris drew in her breath and prepared to make an angry reply. But before she could say anything, Lindy grabbed Mr. Wood from her hands.
Let me give you a few pointers, Lindy said, putting one foot on Chris's folding chair and arranging Mr. Wood on her lap. You have to hold him up straighter, like this. Hey, give him back, Chris demanded, reaching for her dummy.
As she reached up, Mr. Wood suddenly lowered his head until he was staring down at her.
You're a jerk,
he rasped in Chris's face, speaking in a low, throaty growl.
Huh?
Chris pulled back in surprise.
You're a stupid jerk,
Mr. Wood repeated nastily in the same harsh growl.
Lindy, stop it,
Chris cried. Cody and Alice both stared in open-mouthed surprise.
Stupid moron! Get lost! Get lost, stupid jerk!
The dummy rasped in Chris's face. Whoa! Cody exclaimed.
Make him stop!
Chris screamed at her sister.
I can't!
Lindy cried in a trembling voice. Her face became pale, her eyes wide with fear.
I can't make him stop, Chris!